This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after flagging off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi flagged off the Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat train from Varanasi Railway Station along with three other Vande Bharat trains virtually to enhance connectivity in the major regions of the country. They will operate on the Lucknow-Saharanpur, Ferozpur-Delhi and Ernakulam-Bengaluru routes. Highlighting the importance of reforms in Indian railways, the Prime Minister said, now even foreign tourists are amazed to see the Vande Bharat trains.
आज देश के अलग अलग हिस्सों में नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। काशी से खजुराहो वंदे भारत के अलावा फिरोजपुर दिल्ली वंदे भारत, लखनऊ सहारनपुर वंदे भारत और एर्नाकुलम बेंगलुरु वंदे भारत, इसको भी हरी झंडी दिखाई गई। इन चार नई ट्रेनों के साथ ही अब देश में 160 से ज्यादा नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों का संचालन होने लगा है।
Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath were also present at the event. Later, Prime Minister Modi interacted with children on board the new Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat Express flagged off today. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister will launch the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority. He will also address a gathering on the occasion. The two-day conference will deliberate on the key aspects of the legal services framework. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Angola and Botswana beginning today. This is the first ever visit by an Indian head of state to these two African nations. President Draupadi Murmu's state visit to Angola and Botswana underscores the importance India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with the nations of the Global South. During her visit, scheduled from the 8th to the 13th of this month, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her counterparts, address the parliaments, and interact with the Indian community in the two African countries. In Chhattisgarh's Gariabandh district, seven Maoists have surrendered. They laid down their arms before the Inspector General of Police, Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra. On this occasion, the surrendered Maoists also handed over six weapons to the police. A total reward of 37 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said that the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC. He said after the group was challenged by the troops, fierce encounter ensued in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. The spokesperson said that the operation in the area is continuing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to veteran BJP leader LK Advani on his 98th birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for Mr. Advani's good health and a long life. The Prime Minister described Mr. Advani as a statesman blessed with towering vision and intellect whose life has been devoted to strengthening India's progress. The Prime Minister added that Mr. Advani's contributions have left an indelible mark on India's democratic and cultural landscape. The Central Bureau of Investigation has registered an FIR against a former Director General of Police, Punjab Muhammad Mustafa, and his wife, a former PWD Minister, Punjab Razia Sultana, in connection with the alleged murder of their son, Akhil Akhtar. In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The men in blue defeated Australia by 48 runs in the fourth match at Carrara Oval in Queensland on Thursday to take a 2-1 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.